"I don't know who eats your oats, my friend," he went on, "but I doubt that your horse gets any of them. I advise you to watch your groom more closely." Oh, how I wanted to speak! I wanted to tell my master where his oats went to. My groom came every morning at 6 o'clock, bringing his little boy with him. The boy carried a basket and went into the room where the oats were kept. I would see them filling a bag with oats and putting the bag into the basket. 5 or 6 mornings after the visit to the farmer, the boy left the stable with his basket of oats, but came back soon after looking frightened, with 2 policemen holding his arms.
"Show me where your father keeps the food for his chickens," one policeman said to the boy.
The boy began to cry, but there was no escape. Moments later, the policeman found another empty bag, like the one in the boy's basket, and they took Filcher away with them. That was the last I ever saw of him. Another groom was employed, but he was very lazy about cleaning, and I became thin and unhealthy from standing in a wet, dirty stable. After all this trouble with grooms, Mr. Barry decided to stop keeping a horse, and I was sent to a horse fair, a place where hundreds of horses were bought and sold, and more lies were told, I think, than in any other place in the country. That day I was lucky. I was bought for £25 by a man called Jeremiah Barker, but everyone called him Jerry, and I shall do the same.